It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
All right, good morning. Tuesday, November 30th, 2021, as my guest is shouting out band names for bumper music. I love it. Dawn Hansen is here.
Hello.
Returning to the show. You're going to be like my 1 or 2 month regular now.
Really?
Our food, not our food critic, but our food aficionado.
Oh, wow. I'll take it.
You're going to be the Speak Out foodie.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Okay.
The official foodie of Speak Out.
I love it.
Right, right. But they were talking about subbing for Mike Tyson, right? As a, you know, getting in the ring and that for me. And it was Yo Pauly and all that.
Okay.
I was thinking, what about the Mojave Mortgage backup driver?
Ooh. Who, me?
No, me!
You? Oh. That could work. You got to practice a little bit.
Yeah,
you got to give it a go first and let's see how you do.
Chad did a great job.
He did.
By the way, if you're listening, Mr. Hansen.
He did an amazing job. This was his first official race, like ever.
Yeah.
And he stepped into the street stocks.
He did. And moved up like 5 places to finish.
Handled it like a boss. He did a great job.
All 35 laps.
He held his own.
Never went into the wall.
Nope.
Went a little low a couple times, I noticed.
A little bit of action on the back.
One little fishtail, right?
A little bit of fish.
Is that what you call that? Action on the back?
No, I just made that up.
That was good. That was good. But that's what Posi's for. It helps you make corrections. Posi traction? On the rear?
That's from a movie.
That's when your rear tires are both rolling at the same time.
Yes.
So, yeah, good job, Chad Hansen, at the races on Saturday. We had a blast. And you're yelling, he's holding his own, he's holding his own. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm a proud wife.
So Dawn Hansen is here. She is the creator of DawnLovesFood.com, D-A-W-N, LovesFood.com. If you want to follow along online, we're going to be talking about some of the appetizer recipes for the holidays.
We are going to talk about some recipes, and we're going to talk about a phenomenon that tends to happen around the holidays, and that is disruptive December.
Right.
And so.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm going to play on that because I have to do a little sidebar with the sports schedule.
Oh.
And talk about disruptive in November. The Golden State Warriors could be disruptive tonight against the Phoenix Suns. Suns have a 16 game win streak right now.
Whoa.
16.
That's serious.
In a row. That's crazy. That's like crazy gelling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although you'd rather see the gelling come towards the playoffs when you're a sports fan. I'll take a 16 game winning streak any day of the week especially if it was the Diamondbacks. But anyway, the Suns tonight hosting the Golden State Warriors, and they're red hot as well. That game, 8 p.m. tip off, and it's over at 100.5, 94.3, and 980 a.m. And if you've tuned to ESPN at all today, that's all that's on the talking points for ESPN commentators is the Suns and Warriors tonight. And we have it on our sister station, KNTR Sports. Welcome to the team. So there you go. Oh, we'll have Sun Devils basketball tomorrow night. First game we're carrying of the season for ASU. And they are hosting Washington State, the Cougars. That's a conference game. And NCAA basketball tomorrow night, 5:30, with the ASU Sun Devils, led by, of course, head coach Bobby Hurley. So, anyway, what is disruptive December, now that I've talked about two disruptive games?
Okay, so disruptive December is, I have done, you know, kind of on the health kick, you know, for the last few years, and what I've noticed is I always get sick around this time of year. And it's like, okay, well, why? Why do I get sick? And it's my hypothesis.
Because you don't get a flu shot?
Actually, I don't. But the hypothesis is there's so much disruption this time of year in our lives. Our routines are off. We're going to more parties. We're eating all the holiday foods. We're eating tons of sugar, lots of dairy.
Making vacation plans?
Yeah.
You're out of your routine.
We don't sleep as much. Like, mm-hmm. We're drinking more often. We're stressed out. It's all of these things, and all these things they tax our immune system.
Have you done research on this?
Yes.
Oh, and that's what it's called?
No.
Disruptive December?
No, that's just me.
You're
a
genius.
Me calling it Disruptive December.
You're a genius.
Well, thank you. So last year I tested things, and I stayed fairly on track with things, and I stayed, you know, made sure that I went to bed at a decent hour. You know, there's certain things I didn't get sick. So here's a couple ideas. You know, I can tell you, but I mean, here's some ideas of what you can do, what we all can do.
Options.
So just stay on top of it so we don't get the bugs. We don't get the bad things.
Right, right.
So staying consistent with your routine is huge.
We're probably still getting the bugs. It's just that our immune system's a little run down.
Exactly. And it will respond differently.
So what was the first one?
Just stay consistent with your routine. Whatever it is, whatever you're doing, try and stay consistent with it. Like if you're walking or water or whatever you're doing, and eat feel good foods. Like eat the stuff that you know you're not going to have a reaction to. Eat the veggies, eat the meat, eat the nuts, eat the seeds, eat the things that you know are like healthy or healthier. And of course, you're still going to have the things. You're still going to have the holiday things. You're still going to have mom's cookies. You're still going to have, but I mean, try and stay more on track with what you already know is kind of your safe foods.
I'll put this on a personal note too. I noticed, Dawn, and I don't know about you, but the older I get, if I drink caffeine after a certain hour, forget about it.
You're done. You're dreaming all night.
It's not that I can't
sleep.
I sleep when my head hits the pillow. I have no problem sleeping. But it's getting to that point of wanting to go to sleep. If I drink caffeine, and I'm a big Coke Zero fan for those who know me, if I drink it past a certain hour and I don't switch to water, or I like the carbonated, mm-hmm. like the Perrier, mm-hmm. with the little mm-hmm. flavor in it, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. After a certain hour, I have to go without caffeine.
Or even sugar. Well,
would that tear up your immune system too?
Well, I mean, it's just...
Because of no sleep.
It's just, sleep is huge, and staying consistent, like 6 to 8 hours. If you can pull off 6 to 8 hours a night, you're golden. You are looking good, especially if you're our age group. You know, we're in the 50s club, whatever, you know. It's important, sleeping and the quality of sleep. If you sleep consistently through the night, or, you know, some of us have to get up once or twice, whatever, it is what it is. But staying consistent. And then sugar is another thing at night. Like, everybody does dessert at night, but sugar is another one of those things that will keep you up.
Okay.
You won't sleep very well.
That's very true.
Chad notices if he has sugar at night, he has a hard time going to sleep.
He doesn't sleep anyway.
I know. So, like, anything we can do
because
to get him to sleep, the better.
But neither does Martha Stewart or Donald Trump. So, and those are two pretty successful people.
Well, they're successful, but are they going to live to 100 and be able to have all their constitutions? And we don't know.
Well, some people need less sleep than others, but generally, if you don't get good sleep, your immune system is not recharging.
Is going to be compromised. Yes.
Wow.
And another thing is, like, we know parties are coming up,
mm-hmm.
so if we can plan ahead a little bit on, you know, what are the things around this time of year that you definitely want and you're going to have and you are going to thoroughly enjoy. And what are the things that you're like, you know what, meh, I can pass on it. Like, it's not worth it. Like, I don't need it. I don't need to add it in.
I think you're the first person to say meh on this show. I love that. I use that all the time online, but I don't think I've ever said meh. M-E-H, by the way, for you folks over 50. So, all right. Perfect.
And another thing that's good is, you know, when you do go to an event, take something. Take something with you that you know, and that you know is good, or, you know, that you like, and, you know, bring a big old veggie tray and some dips or something. I've got a couple great dips on my website. I've got one for a dairy-free spinach and artichoke dip.
Right.
That's really good, and even kids like it. Like, they've polished it off before. I have another one for Bloody Mary meatballs. Like, they're stuffed meatballs with olives, and then it's like a Bloody Mary sauce dip. Kind of fun. I've got a couple, but if you just look on the appetizers on the website, there's a couple options for you.
And we'll get back to the website here, because you're a biggie on the less dairy, the better.
Well, dairy's
for
really
yourself anyway.
Yeah, for me personally, dairy is very problematic. So I am mindful, and I
know noticed it this morning for me.
What it feels like, you know what it feels like, I swear, if you look at a Christmas spread, a holiday spread, everything has cheese on it. There's cheese balls, cheese this, cheese that, cheese dip, cheese.
Right. Cheesecake.
Cheese. Everywhere. So just be mindful of that. And I know that we're going to be, well, not everybody drinks, but I think that it's safe to say that quite a few of us do.
Sure.
And, you know, to kind of party smarter a little bit as we age, we know what drinks work, what doesn't. And you've got to eat. If you're going to drink, you've got to eat.
There's an ad campaign right now. I think it's for either Bacardi or Crown Royal. When you order the Crown, order a water with it.
Oh, see?
I think that's
brilliant. Smart. Yeah.
It's brilliant.
At least one water.
At least hydrate while you're dehydrating.
Put it back in.
Right.
Add it right back in.
Right.
And if you're out on the lake, like during the summer, triple that.
But I saw that ad, and I was like, wow. I don't see a lot of commercials, because I get things without commercials. I stream quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
That's actually a really good ad.
I saw that. It is. And as someone, yeah, it is a very good ad. And it's a very good thought. You know, and I've gone with that quite a few times over the years. If I get a beer, I'll get a water chaser, you know,
very
to
smart.
Go with it. Yeah. I mean, the last thing anyone needs
is a hangover
or a DUI.
Well, that too. Absolutely. Right, and we've got plenty of options now.
I'm not saying to drink alcohol and water and get behind the wheel.
No,
I'm just saying make sure.
Not.
I went to a party already this year. It was a Halloween party, and I made sure that as much as I had been drinking, that I spent a couple hours drinking water.
Yeah, yeah.
Before I got behind the wheel.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely be responsible out there, folks.
Yes, do be responsible. And when you do go to your parties and stuff, you know, enjoy yourself. Have fun with the people that are around you.
And if
you've got, you know, your mental health is just as important as your physical health. So if you've got holidays, it can also be really stressful. So if you can mitigate some of your stress points, like the people that just drive you nuts.
Right.
How can you kind of maybe steer around it, or maybe a couple different segues of conversations that you can have, and you can just kind of zip right out of it and stay healthy mentally too.
So again, we're talking with Dawn Hansen. She's the creator of DawnLovesFood.com and our official Speak Out Foodie.
Oh my gosh.
No, I have to have a foodie. I mean, look
Speak
at me.
Speak out foodie.
I have to have someone giving me food advice.
Oh, well, we're
going
to think of what to do next time around. My gosh, this
is
great.
If you want to contribute, maybe you have an idea for the holidays that Dawn can add to the website, possibly. 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. If you go to the website, it's DawnLovesFood.com, D-A-W-N, LovesFood.com, and go to, I call it the hamburgers, the little three lines right there. That's the hamburger. James Jarman taught me
that
from Mojave Community College. And go to,
recipes.
Yeah, recipes. Mm-hmm. And you go under the home to recipes and then search, and under the search is appetizers, and you're not going to believe the first thing that comes up.
That was
Whole
great.
30 Thanksgiving meatballs.
Yes, that's for.
That just sounds good.
You know, well, Thanksgiving only comes once a year, and sometimes, like, I tend to get the hankering for the sage and the celery and the onions and those smells. And around in October, so the Thanksgiving meatballs work great for when you want like that experience and it's not Thanksgiving.
Okay. What about the roasted and raw veggie salsa? Where do you get these ideas?
I freestyle a lot. Like I've been cooking a long time. Like I've been cooking for Chad and I, we've been married for 20 years. I used to watch Cooking Channel stuff with my mom back in the day, like Julia Child and The Frugal Gourmet.
Oh, my dad would have that stuff on all Emerald all day long.
Oh, yeah. Who,
Food
oh,
Network.
Yeah. What Emerald? Bam. He did Bam. Yeah.
Bam. So, plus, they were from, like, real close to each other in Massachusetts. Same hometown type deal. Yeah.
Yes. So, I enjoy cooking, and that's kind of where I just kind of wing it, or I look for some inspiration, or I get something that I'm hungry for, and I like to create. Like, this is kind of my art, you know?
Sure. I'm looking at the artichoke dip. Spinach artichoke dip. Tarragon spinach artichoke dip.
I mean, you don't have to do the tarragon. Awesome. But spinach and artichoke, it's a cashew cream sauce. Instead of using dairy, it's cashews. Like, you blend up cashews. They're really universal. You can use them for, like, Alfredo sauce. You can use cashew sauce for anything cream sauce.
What do you mean blend? Like, blend them
in a blender.
In a food processor or a blender?
You heat up. You get raw cashews.
Okay.
You heat them with water. They expand. You take out, you know, you drain the water. And then you go ahead and put it in like a Vitamix or a high-powered blender with water, with spices.
Oh.
You know, nutritional yeast is another one that's used to kind of give that cheese, that danky cheesiness to something. Or lemon. And then you just blend it up to, you just puree it basically so it turns into like a cream sauce for you.
And there is a recipe on here, folks, for naturally dyed deviled eggs.
Yeah, that
so you could dye the deviled eggs pretty much any color you want, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
what's naturally dyed?
Well,
what does
naturally
that mean?
Dyed is using, like, I use curry powder. Like, I use egg whites. So you take the, you know, you do the hard boiled eggs, you get the eggs, you separate the yolks from the whites, right? And that's the whites themselves.
Sure.
You put in like a vinegar curry solution, and then it dyes them yellow. And the dark purple ones are actually dyed in pomegranate juice.
Ooh.
And I know that sounds crazy, but pomegranate juice is slightly sweet. So remember those pickled eggs like that you got at the bar that are the purple ones? Those eggs taste like that, with a little bit of pepper and the deviled egg, and they're really tasty. I'll make them for you.
That's pretty awesome.
I'll make them for you so you can taste them.
I'm sure you will. I have done a Don Loves Food dinner before, and it was one of the best salads I have ever had in my life.
I'm starting to get known for my salads.
I really see why.
I enjoy making salads.
I can definitely see why. All right, we're with Don Hansen. DonLovesFood.com is the website. Check it out. And can you subscribe there for updates or anything like that?
I do. Yes, I do have. There is a little pop-up when you come in, and you can just go ahead and give me your email address, and I will send you once in a while little random hellos.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. The official Speak Out foodie, Don Hansen. Back with more in a moment. We've got Kevin Barbarita on deck. He's on his way into Lake Havasu as we speak from Laughlin. That's how far our guests come to be in the studio. How Zephyr, a dedicated sponsor.
It's awesome.
All right, back with more in a moment. We'll take a look at the real estate market in that area, and we're taking a look at food options for the holidays with Don Hansen when we come back. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us on Speak Out. Oh, by request, introduce this band. I don't know this band.
Well, general public.
Yes.
And I was just really, I don't know, I really dug them back in the 80s. I don't know why, I love them. And Dave Wakelin, I'm a Dave Wakelin fan.
There you go. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. As we both chair dance in the studio, back on Speak Out, a little English beat. That's probably one of my favorite songs from that era, I think. That's the Was that KROQ? Was that the station?
Yes. The 91X.
I didn't listen to KROQ. We didn't really have anything like that in Vegas. It was more of a rock town. But, yeah, every time I went to that area, that I would listen to this crazy new wave stuff that we heard about in the desert, right?
Yes, it was either new wave or it was like hair band music for me. It was one or the other, depending on which group I hung out with.
Right. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by, of course, Mojave Mortgage, which I borrowed you from today, right?
Yes.
Patio Paradise, also the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, the Better Business Bureau, and our second half guest, Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community located in the Laughlin Town Center. Visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. And I know you know this already. How cool is it that we're on the Lake Havasu City app?
Yes. Yeah. The Lake Havasu City app. It's really cool. It really is. Alyssa is our rep, and she's done a fantastic job with that.
I think Alyssa created it.
Yeah.
She does a heck of a job.
She has a team that they've, I mean, they're brilliant. I mean, do you know how to set up an app?
No.
I have no clue.
Let alone link the Speak Out files to SoundCloud and all that, because the archives for Speak Out are up on the app as well.
Okay.
They're by the week. So next week you'll be able to hear this show on the Lake Havasu City app.
Fantastic.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
How cool is that? Or you can hear, of course, at KNTRtalk.com where our archives are, and we stream live as well. So we're back on the show with Don Hansen, the creator of DonLovesFood.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about disruptive December. And are there foods that are better for your immune system than others? Obviously, you want to stay away from processed sugar, whole flour, and
I mean,
all that.
I mean, it kind of goes down to just the basics that I think we all know. We all know we need to eat more vegetables, more nutrient-dense vegetables. The more vegetables and the more that you can change out the color on your plate and the more diversity, the diversity you can get into your microbiome, which is in your gut, your immune system. 70% of your immune system lies in your gut. And I don't think a lot of people know that. That's a hefty amount of your immune system that's dependent on what you feed, how you fuel your body.
Right. So is it safe to say that Don Hansen would not be promoting a prime rib on Christmas?
No, I don't mind. I don't know.
I love prime rib on Christmas.
No, I'm a carnivore. I am truly a carnivore.
Same here.
I do eat meat. I do eat veg. Can we eat more veg? Yes. Good quality meats, you know, good quality fats, like, you know, your nuts and seeds and good oils. There's something to be said about keeping those things more consistent in your life. And I do believe in moderation. I'm not a person that's extreme, you know. I do still eat processed foods. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't. I absolutely do. And I drink wine and I do those things. But, you know, once you get to know your body a little bit and you know when you've kind of tapped, you've reached the brink of you are feeling really yucky, you gotta go back to those things that you know are kind of safe zone.
So I always keep in my desk, normally anyway, I would keep a can of chicken noodle soup for when I feel yucky, or airborne, or both.
Sure.
I like, especially airborne at home, now they have the chewable tablets. Those actually work really well.
They're not bad. I mean, airborne, those different type of effervescent things with like C and B and like the zinc.
Oh, I can't wait. I get the chewables. I can't wait for the fizz and the water and all that now.
And also when you are sick, I mean, there's something to be said about, there's a reason that we crave soup and we crave, like if you go back to primal days, bone broth, and broth is very, our body craves just a little bit of sustenance. And when we are really sick, we tend to not have an appetite because our body is so busy fighting something else that digestion isn't really a priority for it.
All right. I'm going to end the segment with one last recipe from you. How do you make this? This looks really good. Stuffed meatballs with spicy Bloody Mary sauce. This again, folks, is in the app section in the appetizers. That sounds really good.
So it's a meatball with a green olive stuffed inside of it. And then the sauce is a Bloody Mary sauce. So it's got, you know, tomatoes, it's got celery. So you've got celery, salt, onions, et cetera, and it's blended. So it's like a Bloody Mary sauce. And then you've got the olive and the meatball. And it's pretty fun. It's fun. It's something like different for a party. And people, it's kind of one of those, they're like, oh, this is cool. Like if you want to bring one of those kind of things.
All right. What's your go-to for a holiday party? What do you bring?
I'm the salad girl.
Oh, really?
I do. I tend to bring the salads. BAS, like big ass salads, right? I do like just all the different things. All the different things.
Yeah.
The more the merrier, the more different, you know, if you put some cooked things in with raw and just some simple meats on the side or whatever.
Right.
I'm the salad girl.
Wow. I can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
It's going to have to be after the new year, though, because we're dark for 2 weeks this month. So.
Okay.
All right. Again, that's Don Hanson, DonLovesFood.com.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. So, wow, I'm the official Speak Out.
It's a great local website, folks. Just like the Lake Havasu City app is local. We surf local. We shop local. We do it all local, right?
Yes, we do.
All right. DonLovesFood.com. Don't forget the address. D-A-W-N, LovesFood.com. She's the creator. And subscribe to the email updates.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot out of it. Trust me. All right. Back with more in a moment. We've got Kevin Barbarita on deck. Barbarita Realty Consultants out of Laughlin.
Laughlin.
Come all the way from Laughlin.
Bring it on down.
It's a crazy real estate market there as well. Trust me.
I bet.
All right. We've got some Aha.
Oh, excellent.
Good song.
Another excellent song
from
the 80s.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. I like the video. The animation. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm Paul LaVoy. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're staying with the 80s theme because we have someone in the studio that I worked kind of with in the 80s. We worked at the same radio station. Kevin Barbarita, welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you on. You can tell he has a way better radio voice than I have. And Kobe Barbarita is here, too, named after Kobe Bryant.
Yes,
how
absolutely.
Funny. Your son's named after Kobe Bryant. My daughter's named after Michael Jordan.
Is that right?
Not, her name's not Michael, by the way. So, all right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herb's Herbs, and Thane O'Brien was spot on, now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Call Thane 928-706-2784. Or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. And, of course, Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants.
Yes, sir, right here.
I remember when it was Tony Barbarita.
It was the old big kahuna there, Tony.
Is that what you call your dad?
Yeah. No, he was the original and, of course, loved by many. He was a great mentor and best friend, I have to say.
So... That's a very nice thing to say about your father, by the way. So it's one thing to inherit a business from your parents or your dad, but then to carry on the legacy, now 35 years in the Laughlin community. And I was thinking about this morning while getting ready for work. You know, what was it like going through the crash in 2008 and hanging on? How close did you come?
Turning
the lights out.
You know, it was rough. It was just, basically working 24/7 just to try to keep the bills paid, and you know the market had just crashed, so there was a completely silent market. The phones weren't ringing. You just had to really go after it. You had to be available, and pretty much that training really prepared me for the market when it picked up. But back then, it was a scary, concerning time.
And all those ARMs that were financed, right? The adjustable rate mortgages?
Yes. Oh, yeah, those ARMs. They were like ticking time bombs. People didn't realize that they had to, you know, come up with a, a bigger payment when that adjustment came in.
Right, after and, 5 years or, yeah. whatever the adjustment period was, right.
It was rough. It was a lot of counseling that went on, a lot of hand-holding, and basically together we got through it, but it was a rough time for sure.
So you've survived the market over there in Laughlin. You have rentals as well.
Yeah.
And you have realtors that sell properties. Mm-hmm. But you've survived when others haven't. What's the secret?
You know, I will say that I am very tenacious and I am extremely motivated. No one has to kick me out of bed in the morning and say, hey, get out there and get it done. You just, you know, I'm a self-starter. I think that, that self promotion, motivation,
yeah.
it makes it happen, makes it work.
What's the market like now compared to, say, 10 years ago? What's the difference? What do you think?
The difference, I think Laughlin has become more than just a little speck on the map. A lot of people now realize that Laughlin has more than casinos, that we have a community, and that, you know, Laughlin now, along with the river, the casinos, the Bullhead City, our sister city, people are now noticing us, and they're just coming over and enjoying it.
It's funny you say that. I used to tell people I lived in Laughlin, and they go, is that the one kind of close to Vegas? But now they yeah. know where Laughlin is.
They do. They actually do. And I'm used to having to explain everything. Well, you know where Bullhead City is? Do you know the casino? Oh, yeah.
Right.
Kind of do, but now they know.
What's the typical home buyer in Laughlin? Do you have the same problems that we have, say, here in Lake Havasu City? There's a big problem with workforce housing. Housing that people can afford and still go to work. Is there that problem in Laughlin too?
Yeah, unfortunately there is a big disparity between the rental housing that's affordable and then the property that to purchase, it's just gone out of sight, and there is that problem as well.
Is that because of people coming in from California buying
yes.
properties? Are
oh,
you
yeah.
seeing that a lot?
A lot of Californians coming. They're enjoying Laughlin. They like the small community, but they also really enjoy our wonderful advantage in Nevada of having no state income tax.
You just read my mind. Being a native Nevadan, I know that.
Wow, yeah, native, that's awesome.
Yeah, born and raised in Vegas.
All right.
Yeah. But, Kobe, were you born near the Laughlin area? I know you weren't born in Laughlin.
I was born in Bullhead, actually.
I was going to say, unless there was a midwife involved, right? So, and did you go to Laughlin High School?
Not Laughlin High School. No, I actually went to just the elementary school there, and then I went up to high school in Vegas.
Okay. Are you planning, is your dad your mentor like your grandfather was?
Yeah, definitely. No, I've been learning a lot. I haven't been in the business for too long, but I'm licensed now, so it's definitely good working under him. I learn a ton every day, and you know, just looking forward to working more.
So the folks listening out there, they can't see this, but Kobe's old school. He's got one earphone off. Did you notice that? Yeah, he's got one ear. I used to do a morning show that way because of a delay. But that's interesting that you do that. Is there a reason why?
It just felt comfortable.
Right.
I don't know. That's just the way I put on the headset.
Some people can't really hear themselves unless that one
earphone's
off.
Yeah.
No, Intellexes are the same way. But anyway, I regress. Let's get back to real estate. So you have the rental market as well in Laughlin to deal
with. Yeah, we do some of that as well. We did a lot more of it before, but we're mainly focusing now on the sales because the market has really, you know, gone crazy, and mostly our California people that come in are enjoying Laughlin. So less in the rentals now, but more in the sales. But yeah, for years we did lots of rentals in Laughlin for 27 years.
And the difference now? Is it the price that the landlords want more,
yes.
or they're going to go to the VRBOs or the Airbnbs?
Tell you, the rents have gone up about 40%, it seems like, in the last few years.
Wow.
It's just taken off like crazy. Supply and demand is really the big reason for that.
Right.
It's, you know what it is? It's like it's gotten to the point where it's actually more affordable to purchase through various programs, or whether it be conventionally or maybe a USDA loan, where the potential or prospective tenants could turn into buyers and have the same or less payment than rent. So, yeah, it's we've got a lot of people that are coming from all over, whether it be a second home or the people working in the casinos or just retirees wanting to get out of the harsh winters.
Well, to further add to the problem in Laughlin, too, could be the Section 8 housing. There's quite a bit. I noticed for the size of the town, Section 8 housing, it's a big percentage, isn't it?
It is.
As compared to most places.
Most places, it's the demand. You know, there's definitely a place for that and the need for it because
right.
Most of the folks there, these rents have just gone through the roof, so it provides some affordability in our little community.
Do you do any market analysis or anything like that? Do you see any correction coming soon?
You know, I don't see it. I used to be anticipating it and feeling like it was coming, but then, another month, another 6 months goes by, and I see interest rates are extremely low, very advantageous to buy. And I don't see a slowdown in the market in California, which feeds us. So, no, I can't say that I'm expecting that anytime soon.
Interesting. Is since the crash that we talked about earlier in 2008, I've heard there's a different process to buying a house now for the buyer. Is that true?
Yeah, there's a lot more information they gather, and they vet the borrower or the buyer a lot more than they did before. And obviously the reason they don't want the foreclosure, meltdown crisis that happened. So, yeah, it's more upfront
work. Oh, you
mean work.
The banks vet the buyer?
Yes,
more.
Yes. Oh. The process is a lot, it's a lot harder to qualify. But at the same time, once you get into all the computer, qualifying, you upload your documents, you communicate, the process runs along very smoothly. It's just more involved.
That's interesting. And then in Laughlin, I know a lot about the Laughlin market. Obviously, I lived there long enough. But you had another interesting correction back in like 2003 to 2005 with the power plant closing.
Yes.
That must have had a huge impact on you.
It did. It had a big impact on our community. There was a lot of great families that...
Mojave Generating Station.
They were a lot of families. The parents worked there, and they provided a lot of great income for a lot of our community. So when that closed down, shut down, it took away a lot of those families. They had to relocate. So yeah, it was a correction at that time as well.
Yeah, I moved to Desert Park later after I had lived there before when the plant was open, and then I moved there after the plant closed. And Desert Park was just like it. 50% capacity. The subdivision, for those people who don't know, right behind the post office.
Right.
Is Desert Park.
Yeah, Desert Park, great place. One, quiet. But yeah, at that time it was, I want to say a ghost town, but it was very quiet and there was not many people that were living full time there.
So right now in Laughlin, the real estate market, solid?
Solid, very, very active. We need sellers. We need more inventory. We have an incredible demand, a lot of people wanting to buy. It's a great time to buy, but yeah, that keeps the demand keeps that short, the supply short, and we could use some more properties to sell.
So, what about your business itself? How many people?
Streamlined.
Over that kind of
thing? I've got like 5 people right now. Yes. through the damage and the trials and tribulations of the market corrections, we now have it down to a streamlined group of individuals. They are wonderful. They happen to be family and close friends. We're a great group in there and I really enjoy it. It's so much, it's so much funner than it was before. The only time it was just as good as when my dad was around. That was great times.
That was fun time.
Yes.
To work. Plus you were in charge of the payroll. You didn't have to worry about it as much.
I don't know. I think I made my little penny out for myself.
Right.
The rest went to pay all the bills. So.
I was laughing earlier because it was like Kevin Barbarita holding church. Very demonstrative with the gestures and that sort of thing. So, anyway, how long do you see yourself doing this?
I enjoy it. I love what I do. I love dealing with people. So I see myself doing it, for the future. I don't really have an end date.
Kobe takes over?
Kobe is doing great. He's a chip off the old block, as my dad used to say about me. I find myself, it's like deja vu. Yes, I see him very interested and ambitious and willing to put in the time and work.
Right.
And yeah, I see him coming and kind of taking over.
You've been in the Laughlin Town Center quite a while.
I think we were probably the now the oldest tenant there.
I don't even think it was named the Laughlin Town Center when you when your dad first opened.
No, it wasn't.
I can't remember the name of the shopping center.
Paul, you did do your homework. Wow.
It wasn't the Aldapi's shopping center. No. I just can't remember the name of the center at the time. Do you?
Yes. Drum roll, please.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. It was the El Mirage Shopping Center.
Oh, wow. It really was.
Yes.
You're right. I remember the El Mirage Business Owners Group.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Crazy. That seemed like yesterday, but at the same time, so long ago, right?
Right, right.
We have actually been in there since 1986.
That's amazing. And I got to town in 89, so.
Wow.
Okay, but that brings up a really good point, and a really good thing to talk about is commercial real estate.
Yep.
Is it in the same, it's not the same.
No, it's not. You know what? There
is market's different?
A lack of commercial property available. So with the BLM.
In Laughlin or Bullhead,
yes,
or both?
Mostly in Laughlin.
Okay.
Laughlin is mostly residential and what's available is limited. So it keeps kind of a good thing going, like supply and demand. It always keeps us with short on inventory, but big on demand. The commercial is just not available. It's held by a few different people, and there's not a lot of growth in the commercial because of the lack of land.
Right.
So that's unlike Bullhead City that has a lot of land and a lot of development, mostly is taking place across the river.
Interesting. But you do deal with commercial real estate as well?
I do. I do deal with it. I lease it. I sell it. I do pretty much anything to do with commercial and residential.
Kobe, what's your role in all this? Do you have your real estate license yet?
I do, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Folks, I'm not kidding when I say he looks like he's maybe 20.
Yeah, I'm only 19.
So. You're only 19?
Yeah.
Holy moly, he still gets carded for
he does
for everything.
The baby face, his best asset, I'll tell you.
Right.
Yeah, most people think I'm about 15 years old, and then I tell them, well, I'm 19, I'm licensed, and, you know,
that's
as
amazing.
Professional as they come.
And you've made your first sale?
Yes, I'm just today, actually. It's
He's been a little modest, you know. Kobe's worked extremely hard, and he got his license recently, and I'll tell you, he just hit the ground running. He actually has, how many sales do you have in escrow right
four
now?
Four going right now.
Four in escrow?
Yeah.
And when did you get your license?
Just a couple months ago. Not too long ago, and I already got four going, so.
You already have your first car?
I do have my first car,
okay.
But it was a graduation gift.
Okay,
but.
So what is the first car you want to buy for yourself?
You know,
he's got his eyes on something.
He's thinking of something. I wonder if he'll actually say it.
19 years old and four properties in escrow already.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I like, you know, Audis and Porsches are kind of my my go-tos, but, you know, an Audi RS3 or a Porsche Taycan, the newer electric ones, but those... They're a little bit up there, but it's definitely, I can see myself getting
it's
one.
It's attainable
sure.
When you have four properties in escrow.
keep working your butt off, you get there.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going. So,
well, you have a great example, and a great example before him. So there you go.
Right,
are you selling commercial as well?
Or
leasing?
No, I'm not with the commercial. I'm doing just residential. But,
okay. Interesting. It must be interesting, though, Kevin, when a client... It says that's my agent?
Yes. That, you know what? I tell you, I was just mentioning that baby face. I think it takes folks completely off guard.
They don't realize.
They don't realize that he's a licensed realtor. So he's out there talking to them. They've told me, pulled me aside,
right,
and said, I have to tell you, your son is the most professional we've met. He is incredible. He's so knowledgeable. I mean, I say, well, you know, he's a good study. He does care about it, and he does help people, and they just seem to love him. So
does it help being an area native, though?
Yeah.
Knowing the market?
Yeah, it definitely does. And growing up, you know, my dad has done real estate. I mean, my whole childhood I've just looked into real estate, I guess. You know, that's kind of surrounded me growing up. So I've grown up, you know, been familiar with it and really took interest in it just a couple of years ago. And then got licensed, and it's been good, definitely. I mean, like I said, I'm his son, so, and people can tell that.
Wow. Remember the name. Again, Kobe Barbarita, Kevin Barbarita's son and the heir apparent to Barbarita Realty Consultants. It's got a great ring to it, doesn't it?
It sure does. Thank you. Yep.
You guys are great. Great guests. Welcome back anytime. Thank you so much for making the drive.
Oh, it's
thank
so
you for having
great
us.
Great.
You've been booked for like a month and a half.
Yes, so. You gave me lots of warning, you know, and I still scooted in here at the last
right
minute.
And we can always do it by phone, you know. So
it was so much fun being
right
here with you,
absolutely,
Paul.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy. We'll have a final shot on Speak Out, and thank you for your sponsorship of the program. Both
my
programs.
Pleasure.
All right,
that.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Becky Goldberg with Horizon Community Bank. We're your local hometown bank. You may not be aware, but Horizon Community Bank is backed by local dollars and decision makers. When you use Horizon Community Bank for your personal mortgage or business loans, the process is done right here. There isn't a big corporation in another time zone. Horizon Community Bank is FDIC protected and equal housing lender. Loan with confidence, knowing the financial strength of Horizon Community Bank.
Try to win it the Horizon Bank way.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. And don't forget, Speak Out 2.0 is coming up next after news and a short break. On tomorrow's show, Dan De Los Santos, easy for me to say, Dan De Los Santos in the studio for the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, which we do the first Wednesday of every month. Okay, until tomorrow, I'm Paul LaVoy, living the dream in Lake Havasu City.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.